Hello, gentlemen.
All right. All new episode. Run and Tell That Podcast. Well, we're waiting on Rock. He's not answering right now. Okay, he's out. All right. How's everybody week?
Hey man, we had a good week now.
Pretty good, pretty good.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, yeah. Thank goodness.
All right, well, tonight's episode 64. Your mama's still working in them $10 houses.
Oh.
All right, bro. What we got? What we got here? What we got here, bro?
Quick,
what
we got? All we gotta do is the link is in the top. You know, nothing much more to it. You know, okay. Just a title. Yeah, just a title. I feel like today's gonna be a good. Yeah, it's gonna be a good funny episode. Talk about any and everything. You know, have a good funny title. That's all.
Okay. Well, I'm not watching the Super Bowl because I got to work, but real quick, everybody's Super Bowl pick.
Philly.
I'm going to stay on the East Coast, Philly.
Who else did you lose? Okay. Like we're gonna be starting this over again.
Oh God.
Yeah, because you know when somebody don't answer the call, then it's like it glitches. So now we gotta hang up and try to find don't hang up. Let me see if I can try to find Ro.
Yeah.
And bring there he is. All right. I don't know. Do we try it? Yeah, I guess we do it again. All right. All new episode, Run the Trailer Podcast. Tonight's episode is episode 64. Your mama still working in $10 houses. The it's in the link. And then we was getting everybody's Super Bowl pick. So Rose said Philly. Dale said Philly. Who else?
Okay, I you're gonna have to explain to Caligirl what y'all are talking about.
Super Bowl pick. We're just doing that just real quick.
We don't really
Super Bowl thing.
Yeah.
We're just doing a real super. You know, just real something real quick because we don't really talk about football on here. So who said Kansas City?
I don't think nobody said Kansas City. I think Dell was just explaining
the two teams.
I'm gonna tell y'all this right now. Philly has a opportunity and all that stuff like that. So I'm gonna go with Philly because I don't like Kansas City. Now y'all gotta remember. Uncle Donald said Philly will win. Uncle
Donald towards Kansas City.
Oh, Uncle Donald said, yes. Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. I can't pick that up.
Donald looking for KC.
My bad. Look, I don't want to actually give no misinformation on this.
Yeah, Donald said he believes that they have an outstanding young quarterback, and he thinks they're going to do some great things.
Yeah. Okay, well, I believe Uncle Donald. I just wrote him a letter. I wrote Uncle Donald a letter today.
Okay. Yeah. Gee, I hope you're talking about me in the letter.
No, I told him that JP buck naked right now. I need Secret Service to come around.
So what did Santa Claus say?
Santa.
You said Uncle Donald. Oh, that's fake ass.
I love Santa.
Oh, hell.
I love Christmas. I love gifts.
So, I'm sure.
But
well, JP, sure.
Your turn. Who you think?
Yes. Y'all,
JP's not a sports fan.
That's right.
Say.
Y'all know I am not a sports fan. I don't keep up with anything, but I have been keeping up with this. And I am telling you guys that I'm with Santa Claus, Uncle Donald, and I hope Kansas wins.
All right now. All right, so how about you, Cal?
We'll be watching.
I'll go for the Eagles.
Eagles, that's right. So mm-hmm. It's four. Well, so we got four against one.
Well, Uncle Donald, you said that the odds is against them. Hey, yeah. But you know, y'all know when I went out to Las Vegas recently, one of my old jarheads, Marines, he's from Philadelphia. So he loves the Philadelphia Eagles. But of course, he's from Philadelphia. So even then, I'm still pulling for Kansas. I love the quarterback. And it's just something about them underdogs.
Yeah.
So, yes.
You know what? I mean, like, we all been underdogs in our life.
Yes,
if
yes,
think
sir.
About
pretty
it,
good, G.
Yes.
I mean, so.
Well, I didn't get my Super Bowl pick. And I'm not watching it, but I will get my pick real quick.
Go ahead, Gigolo.
First off, we're not going to do the Gigolo today. Secondly,
okay.
I'm going with Kendrick Lamar. Halftime show. I'm good. Y'all go ahead. That's my Super Bowl pick.
Oh, I said you're going to do a Tim Tebow.
Yeah. I think he said he's got, y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but he's won more Grammys for rap music now than anyone in history. Kendrick Lamar. And I couldn't name one rap song, ladies. I am old school. I don't listen to rap. I love rap, but I don't listen to
it. I like Blue Magic.
Blue Magic.
And the Commodores.
Yeah, man, I do too.
There you go. You know, the Commodores.
I love Gerald LeVette.
Man,
Burt.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey,
I love that. I love
it's
baby
funny you say
baby.
That.
Hold on, baby.
Yeah,
I thought you like R. Kelly.
Special kind.
Yeah. I thought you like R. Kelly.
I love
I thought you was for them streets.
I love it.
Seems like it rains. Yes, sir. Hey, yes, sir.
But you know what? Callie. Is Callie still here? Callie girl.
Yeah, I'm here. No, I was just closing some stuff out on my phone.
So my question to you is like, if you, I'm going to ask you this question. Be honest. Who are some of your favorite people? Like listening to like either rap or R&B or soul or jazz.
I like pretty much everybody. It depends on the mood I'm in for today. Today on my radio on Spotify, I listened to Michael Jackson all day long today in my car.
Okay. All right.
World's great.
Tomorrow it might be Lionel Richie. It's just the mood I'm in.
Right, that's right. But I'll tell you this now. I need you to listen to Pop That Booty. Pop that.
How you go from Lionel Richie to Pop That Booty?
No, I need Two Live Crew.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you right.
I said Pop That Booty. But if y'all want me to say the real stuff,
we don't want you to say the real stuff.
I said Pop That
we
Booty.
We just getting started this episode. We don't
no, need. But at Callie,
hold it for a little bit.
Let me ask Callie a question right quick.
G.
Mm-hmm.
Ask her one question.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. And I'll be done for now. I'll be quiet for the rest of the night.
Oh no,
Callie, can you send me a picture of you popping that booty?
Oh my goodness!
No, that is not happening. No.
Well, can you send me a picture of you?
How about this? If you bring your ass, no. Now listen.
I was trying to be nice.
Listen.
No, it's not possible.
B-Man, you've been drinking tonight.
Not yet, but I'm about to.
Okay, because you're not letting me talk. You're not letting me talk. You're talking over me.
Yes.
You want me to answer the question, right?
Gee, you can't. We ain't got nothing to drink, G, but if we
they're not even listening to me.
We listening.
Go ahead, Callie.
No.
Come on, emotional.
Oh, shit.
You see what sign I am, right? Watch it. Because I do got a Latina side that you're going to see if you ever bring your ass down here, but I know you won't. How about that?
Okay, I'll leave that alone.
Callie, the floor is yours.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to tell Z-Man that if he were to bring his ass down, if y'all come down here, maybe I'll let him put his hand on my hip. You know what I mean?
Okay. Callie, you ain't got worried.
Until then, stop asking me those questions.
Well, guess what? I will not put my hands on your hips. Guess what? I'll put my hands inside of a JJ.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Here we go.
I don't want That's high school stuff.
No. Let me get it right. I won't put my hands in your with JJ. I will put my fists in your with JJ.
Hey,
oh my God. What are we doing here?
I will clog it up.
And then,
if my hand
can't, I'll put my head to Jay. Whatever you put in there, you better be ready for me to get a hold of it, and I will not let go of it.
Guess what, Callie? When I pull it out, I will slap it right in your mouth.
Whatever.
Oh my God.
You better be able to swallow it
so quickly.
Because if you gag, I'm going to actually sit there, I'm going to put it back in your mouth again. I'm going to pull it out.
It's okay. It's okay because, you know what? I'll take care of it. You know why?
I try to be good, but she said I'm not listening to her. So I'm gonna let her listen to this 10-3. Listen to this. That's a hitting the table.
Your
right
dick
now.
Is like a lollipop. I'll have it eaten up in no time.
Oh my God.
Look, Callie, open that mouth.
See, Gerard, he did not even hear what I just said. He did not even hear what I just said. He's talking so much, he didn't even hear what I just said.
Go ahead.
I want to hear it.
Gerard, are you okay?
Y'all, something else. Y'all on it tonight. It ain't take long. It ain't take long. 10 minutes?
No. She the one who started that.
G-Man, I finished it too. I'm going to finish it too. G-Man, did you hear what I said? Did you even hear what I said?
Go ahead, Kelly.
No, you didn't. See, you're running your mouth so much, you're not hearing it. I said, your dick is like a lollipop. I will eat it up in 2 seconds, okay?
Well, let me tell you something, Callie.
Yeah.
My dick is like Jose Cuervo. You can take a shot every single time.
Who was that?
Fellas.
That's what I thought.
But I ain't gonna leave him.
I am out of this conversation tonight.
So anytime you want to take a shot, you take a shot of my Jose Cuervo. I will actually penetrate in your mouth.
Where'd you buy it from?
Huh?
G.
Where'd you buy it from? Circle K?
I buy it from the local liquor store.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's right. Now, Callie, you need to remember, I am him. You know what I mean? You don't disrespect him. I will pit every single day. Mm-hmm.
I love you, brother.
No.
Were you tight?
I'm gonna just be quiet. Y'all just keep going. Go ahead. Your mama still.
My brothers, No, go ahead, G.
No.
Your mama still working in them 10. Man, who come up with that title?
No, but Callie wants some of this. She wants some of this red meat.
You know, G, you were reading the title.
You're destroying your own damn self.
Still working at them $10 houses.
$10 house? What the hell?
Right.
Man, are y'all saying?
Oh, wow. Who just said $10 hoe?
I heard that.
Let's do it again.
Your mama.
Let's do it again.
Yeah. Your mama still working at them
$40. I forget the name of the character.
Hey.
Bro, who's the character? Bro,
laughing at y'all. Bro, laughing at y'all.
I know. The bro's always laughing.
He was Reverend. He was the Reverend.
Yeah.
He was a preacher.
Hey.
Oh, shoot.
No, he was a dog.
He was a preacher.
No. He was the detective.
No. He was a detective.
He was a detective.
Detective.
Sharp Eye Washington.
Your mama still working in them $10 houses.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look.
Hey, that's before Simps run the price of it up. the cats are running tele broadcast. We ain't running the price of nothing up.
Oh God!
Here we go. There's gonna be one for the books.
Road dog, you don't tell them the truth.
It's a Kansas City Mac.
Yeah,
Kansas City. Small. That's what say, Road Dog.
That's
the. It was Kansas City Mac.
Uh-huh, let's do it again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Sidney Poitier.
Hey, guess what? Yeah. I was y'all yesterday.
Sidney Poitier. He was one sexy man.
I'm gonna say he's supposed to be my daddy. I don't know.
Yeah. I was watching him and Bill Cosby in a movie the other day. I didn't watch but a little bit of Uptown Saturday Night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I watched just a little bit of it while I was at work, and I wanted to watch the rest of it, but we got busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And Uptown Saturday Night.
They should have fired you. Yeah. You can watch a movie while you're at work.
And you're on break. But as Dale said,
but you're the maintenance guy. How you be the maintenance guy and watching a movie? I'm confused.
Gee, I am too. Hell, I stay confused.
I am too.
Hey, I stay confused.
This guy, but you got the Bama G. What's the name? Uptown Saturday Night.
Oh, good God. This is too funny.
Now they reconnect. Oh, they reconnecting. Yeah. It'd be so many conversations going on just from that one avatar. So many conversations.
But yeah.
You don't know where they are.
Well, gentlemen. Hey, Ro. Jerome.
What's up?
I had an awesome day today. My last 2 days, the end of the last 2 hours, were awesome. Awesome.
That's good.
It wasn't about the money. It wasn't about what I was doing. It was the conversations I was having. It was awesome.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Oh, there they go.
We have to shut up.
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Yeah.
See, I don't glitch. I don't
really haven't offended anybody.
Hey, whoa. Dale, I'm sorry, y'all. Dale got me laughing.
Man.
His a behind the scenes joke. Dale got me
laughing. No, I thought y'all were playing music back there.
I don't know what the other guy was.
I'm the one playing music.
Oh, I thought y'all were playing music. That's Kelly.
Wow. That's me.
The philosopher got me. I apologize, y'all. Philosopher got me laughing back here.
Good.
He said something that I can't repeat. G, what G, G talk to us, G. You know, if you're quiet, we can't function without you.
So, Callie, you cool with everything he said this evening?
Am I cool? Like, what do you mean? I'm cool. I'm good.
Okay. I mean, because again, we do not want to offend.
Callie, yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay.
Callie, I'm good.
Callie, since I am a male chauvinist, I'm sure you figured that out by now that I am a narcissist and a male chauvinist.
Well, so I will take the male chauvinist, but I won't take a narcissist. How about that? Does that make any sense?
That makes sense. Thank you, Callie. You're a nice person.
I'm just saying I was married to a narcissist for 20 some years. I don't want to take that part. I'll take the other part.
You're all right.
Well, I'm an epidural.
Oh, shit.
he left off the injection.
Do you even know what an epidural is? Do you know what that is?
Yeah. I had to have look, right now, Callie. I'm the numbness in your back. Yes.
Oh my God.
I will numb you up. Let me just go ahead and be quiet. Y'all keep talking. Nobody want none of me tonight. Callie, you want some of this?
I do. I don't want to just talk to you, man.
Let me just go ahead and ask you. No, she just asked. Do you know it, Callie? Look, why would I actually say something I don't
G-Man
know?
G-Man is so worked out tonight.
That's right. Yeah. So, Callie, I am that person in your neck right now. So when you move left to right, guess what? I am that
You're
person.
You're a pain in my ass, not in my neck.
Well, guess what? Then I'm...
That's not a bad thing.
Well, let me just go. I'm that person right in your head right now saying, Callie, move to the left. Mm. Move to the right. Mm-hmm. Left. Oh shoot! Something just happened.
Yes,
that's Callie girl.
Yeah.
But I'm your look. Will you say I'm an epidural? That's what I said. I am her epidural injection and her neck. I numb her whole.
Yeah.
Look, Callie, repeat after me.
Mm-mm.
You ready for this? You ready?
Mm-mm.
Just repeat after me.
You.
Listen, I.
You.
Do it.
Somebody repeat after me. I.
Repeat that crap after you.
I. Somebody see.
Your mama still working in the $10 house.
So that's why I'm gonna be quiet right now. Yeah. I'm done. Nobody gonna say I.
No.
I need somebody to say
no.
I.
No.
No.
No, somebody say I.
Okay,
no.
So I.
We ain't saying nothing now.
You don't say. Will.
No.
I said.
You can forget.
So you just say I.
Okay.
So what? How about we?
We.
Okay, so we going to start over. I.
No.
We.
No.
So why nobody want to say
That's it. Yeah.
So G-Man out.
Now, my brother, I must ask you, how the hell did y'all come up with this title?
Like I said, it's a show.
I got you.
It was a part of a movie, like I said, from Let's Do It Again.
Yes.
Yeah. And they came into the jail.
And there
was a little confrontation between these two mob bosses.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he just disrespecting them.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
You know, and your mom's doing $10 houses.
That's right.
$10 house. Mm-hmm.
So you ain't never had a $10 house before?
No, he called me $25. $25.
It was $25.
Yeah.
So your mom was working them $25 houses.
No. What they say, love your long time, G.I. $25.
Y'all okay.
There you go.
Love you long time.
Long time.
$25.
G-Man out.
Callie.
All right. Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Callie.
Yes.
What part of L.A., California that you spend time in. You know, I was out in Oceanside. Oceanside, I love Oceanside, California.
I was in the side of Buck Naked. I was in Buck Naked, California. Buck Naked, yeah. California.
Yeah.
G-Man was in Buck Naked, California.
Buck Naked, South Carolina.
Hey, Callie, guess what?
Do you want you to leave Callie alone?
No, I'm going to bother her. You know what? Cal, I feel that you...
He cannot resist. He cannot resist.
I feel that you need some attention tonight.
So, okay, what kind of attention do you think I need?
You need... I heard about everybody saying... You got these people walking around saying they got dang on 12 and 2. But I'm gonna actually give you this. Actually,
what? Who they and who you? You know. Go ahead. Just say what you're gonna say.
Callie, I want to actually
You're trying to hold something down.
I want to
get real quiet with it. You know what I mean? A real low talk. Go ahead, G. All
right.
You so, take a man down.
So I'm gonna actually give her the voice.
Go ahead, G. Put the voice on. Callie, you better watch out.
So, Callie, I want to actually sit there, and I want to give you the voice. This is him trying to give you all 5, 4, 3, 2 inches of him. Can you handle it?
Is it a pencil?
Yeah, it's a pencil.
Mm-hmm. You can take it back.
Yeah, it's a pencil. You know what? But when he's alive, oh Lord have mercy. He's 10-3. When he's alive. Oh, let me
now how do you know this about yourself? Have you done yourself? Do you know how good you are or how bad you are?
I can tell you right now I'm good.
Okay.
Look at your lips. I done bruised them things up a couple times.
What?
That's right. You say if I'm good.
Let me be nice.
Callie, can I come by Atlanta tonight?
No, you need to come down when my birthday is. Y'all supposed to. No.
Callie, when is your birthday?
The 26th.
26th of what?
February.
This month.
Oh, Lord.
Man. So you don't mind me asking, your age?
No, because I've already been there, done that. If you forgot, then that's on you.
Yeah, I think you can be 62.
Yeah. You're gonna be 6 feet under too in a minute.
Nah.
Being 62.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, look, shoot, my penis 10-4. I'm retired. Callie,
why do you want to keep describing it like it's a piece of hardware that you get at Home Depot?
What? I'd rather come from Lowe's.
Home Depot.
Why have
mm-hmm.
no shit?
I wanted to come
because
from
you keep describing it like it's a like. Anyway,
you got point there.
No, it's from the meat. It's from the meat center. It's from the meat center. It's from Sam's.
Sam.
Guess what?
You don't go to Kroger and tell the butcher to give me some that, you know, the measurements you're giving. You don't do that. Now you go to Home Depot and you give measurements.
Yeah, you got to. And you tell exactly what you want.
That's right. You got to say I want an 8 ounce.
That's right.
Eight
or 16 ounce.
Okay, ounces is different than inches, okay? You are realizing what you're saying, right? Yeah.
Callie,
what row in class are you
in? Look, let me tell you this, man. You don't tell two knock knees, because I got knock knee.
You got knock what? You bow-legged?
Every time
you bow-legged.
My knees keep knocking.
Oh, God.
And knock together. So when I walk, my knees hit together, and my penis and everything just come like it's just like a peanut brittle. You ever had a peanut brittle before, Callie?
Oh
Wait a minute. Let me. I'm gonna get a visual on this. So your knees are knocking, right? And so your dick is swaying back and forth between your knees, knocking, right? Is that what you're saying?
That's right. So, yep. And so every time I walk forward, he come like.
Sounds like an old man.
We're gonna let Gerard and Rogue go ahead and continue the conversation.
Gerard.
I'm just sitting there laughing at Greg when he's not knees.
Gerard.
Oh man.
Mm-hmm.
That's too funny.
What's the matter?
Oh no, I'm handling something real quick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, he said what G Man said, what's wrong with the pencil? He said, you know, the rubber ducky. Was always good when you play Pencil Break.
The rubber ducky what?
The rubber ducky was always good when you playing Pencil Break.
Can you hear the music I'm playing or no?
What you playing, Callie?
You hear a little bit. Well,
yeah. Okay, I just don't want to be.
But you playing some love music, babe?
No, just some smooth jazz.
Well, who you like? Just a little bit of everybody.
You familiar with Sandra Boy?
No, it's just something. It's just something I look at on YouTube. I just type in jazz, smooth jazz music.
Callie?
Yes.
I ain't saying that because I'm a bad boy.
So are you G, now?
If I'm not, G shows out too much and I'm scared mm-hmm. to say something because I get him riled up. So I ain't saying anything. Hey, y'all remember that song, I Wear My Sunglasses at Night?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He got his sunglasses on at night.
Yeah, JP is a bad man now.
Hey,
I'm already dark skinned. And G got
they call him dark.
You know what? Sometimes you gotta put your sunglasses on. Let me tell you, I was born in the street. I was raised in the street. I was hustling in the street. Look,
yeah.
I'm a bad man.
He got his sunglasses.
I put my glasses on because, let me tell y'all something. And I'm going to tell everybody this. A lot of people understand this. I am the real deal of Evander Holyfield.
Yes, sir.
So when I said I put my glasses on,
he got his sunglasses on at night.
So, Callie, if you want to look between my legs right now, guess what you're going to see?
No, thank you.
Callie, stop it. You know you want this.
Mm-mm.
You don't want it no more?
Not at the state that it is right now with your ass sitting down, no.
So guess what? G-Mag out. Y'all keep calling Callie?
Hey, now y'all tell me. And now I got to go back. Callie, fellas,
yeah.
Who come up with this title? Y'all told me it was a Richard Pryor movie.
Why you keep going back?
I got to get because I'm what we're going to be talking about.
But you keep going backwards.
I told you what happened, G.
What just happened?
You thought you ain't, you have not, G, you have not educated me.
Okay, so I'm an education
of what's going on.
So, Dell said, look, so right now, listen to this, brother.
Yeah, you
have. Just okay, give me 10 minutes without you.
You got it.
You can't even breathe.
Hell.
Don't breathe wrong. Don't breathe wrong. All right, so Dale told you what the conversation came from. So Dale, right quick, tell him one more time, and you better not say anything.
I'm sorry.
Don't say anything. Please don't. Now, Dale, tell him one more time.
Okay. The title came from your mama still working them $10 houses. It came from a part of the movie Let's do it again.
Okay.
All right, the two gangsters, they come together. And again, they don't like each other. They got beef. And it was just the ultimate disrespect.
Yeah.
Is your mama still working them $10 houses?
All right. Hey, no, no, no. Don't you say anything.
Okay.
Please don't. Please don't. Please don't. All right. So,
AJP, if you got your phone, I just sent it to you in the group.
No, no. Don't. No, 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 no. No. You're not sending him. Because he done said this like 10 times. And, no, 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 no. You got to be quiet for a second. I told you. You say you weren't going to talk.
I promise you.
He said, and he said he was going to talk.
I ain't saying nothing else.
Am I? What did he say? He said he wasn't going to say anything, right? Look, hey, Gerard.
Yep.
And JP said he wasn't going to say nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Ro. And yeah. JP said he wasn't going to say nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, Callie, and JP said he was not going to say anything.
Maybe, but I wouldn't be talking. You keep saying, I'm done. You keep saying stuff.
Okay, so, JP, back to you right quick. I'm just saying, how the hell you can keep talking and asking the same question over and over when you said you weren't going to say nothing?
I ain't saying nothing, JP.
Now he know. Now he know. Look, listen to me. There you go.
Why are you trying to tell JP to be quiet? Huh?
Take more guts than you got, baby. You got the brain ass to get at.
So that's right. You know what I'm saying? So now he get it. He get it. Okay. Now, Callie, back to you. What you just said to me? You talking to
I said, why are you trying to tell JP to not say nothing? That he need to be quiet.
You know, no. Now he good. I changed my name high and by. It's not him no more. It's high and by.
Okay.
Him not change his name to high and by. So when you ask me a question, it's gonna be high. If I don't have anything to say to you, I'm gonna say bye. Okay, let's go ahead and try this out right quick, Callie. Talk to me right quick, sister. Say something to me. Let me tell you how this gonna work.
While y'all were talking about this movie,
you were penetrating between your legs. I bet you Callie got some nice cups.
Gee, why are you picking on Callie?
Callie got some nice cups. Gee,
You cannot handle double D's. You cannot.
Callie, I bet
you cannot handle double D's. Nope.
Callie, you ain't got no double D's. No, Callie got A's and B's.
I have double D's. Thank you very much.
I bet you her nipples is just like a...
Why are you messing with Callie?
Here we go.
I bet you anybody her nipples just like a dango Michelob Ultra bottle.
Well, hell, I love Michelob Ultra bottle.
Jackie Rose. Hey, Jackie Rose.
Yes. I'm done. I'm G-Man out.
No, you're not. No, you're not. I know you're not done.
No,
G-Man out for about 10 seconds.
Let me just go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and smack it around.
Smack it around.
No, I'm going to smack it.
She a big girl. She got double D.
Second.
Callie, if you got double D, I can imagine when you were like, dang, going 19 years old, you had double A's.
Ooh. I will. You have a message. You have a message. Respectfully, you have a message.
Listen to the message, G.
Somebody got a message.
You got on the
That's my girl down there.
Somebody got a message for me.
Hello, gentlemen. What's going on, G-Man, Gerard, and Ro? And a big special shout out to Callie Girl, my sister from another mister. Hey, baby. How you doing today? I missed you.
Good.
What are we talking about? I just heated up some food. Because work was crazy today. And I'm just here listening while my dogs fight over me for no reason. Can y'all shut the fuck up? All right, I'm listening, y'all.
That's my girl, Jackie. Give her some respect.
Hey, look, Jackie, I can fight over you too. This is G-Man. Look.
You don't want none of Jackie now. Watch it. You do not want none of Jackie.
No, I just want to know if she. I just know. I want to. Only thing I want to know is Jackie want the.
There you go.
No, she want the lunch meat.
She want the lunch meat special.
No, yeah. Wow.
Okay. Please.
Wow.
Jackie, so please respond.
I don't need your dog like, to be fighting no you. I got the lunch meat special over here.
Wow.
Look, it's better than going.
She literally just came in here.
Right.
Literally, first time coming in here.
And you want to throw lunch meat at her. Okay.
G don't care.
There she go. I told you, you don't want it. But go ahead and play the message.
I'm getting horny anyway.
Well, I'm sure you are.
I got a serious question for you, G-Man. Did you think about what you said before you spoke it out into existence?
Mm.
Did you take a second and really think about it? I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt this time.
You know.
No, he thought it. He thought it. He thought it through. He thought it through.
Go ahead, G.
Yeah, go ahead, G-Man. You got somebody new to play with now. Go ahead.
Guess what?
G, you got the floor.
G-Man is horny. How about that?
Here we go.
G-Man yeah, Jackie. Jackie, he got some bow legs, okay? So hey, watch it.
And look, and I'm my knee hit together. So by the time I finish it too, it will penetrate together.
There we go.
Yes, sir.
There we go.
Oh, God.
Oh my goodness.
So you come back with that. I will knock your knees together. I will penetrate together. Yeah, G-Man.
You said you will penetrate. What kind of sentence is that? I will penetrate together. What's the together part?
You got to think about it, Cali girl. I got knocked knees. And I penetrate my knock knees together.
There she go. Oh,
there you go.
There she go. Look at that.
All right. How about this?
Oh, yeah.
That's not my responsibility. One. Two. Don't ever ask a girl if she wants your lunch meat again. That shit is lame. Three. I don't know you. And now I'm not interested to. That was lackluster. I expected more comedy. I expected more zhuzh. You know what I'm saying? What? I expected more meat in the sandwich than that. Come on now.
Well, guess what? Hey, obviously she gonna get these cheese. She gonna get this cheese. Look, she don't want this cheddar cheese.
No, she oh my God, what happened here? What happened?
Get him, Jackie. Get him, Jackie. What I love happened? You.
I know that she loved Parmesan, but I'm a cheddar. I'm a cheddar cheese.
You're a cheddar cheese. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a cheddar
my
cheese.
God.
But, you know, Gerard, y'all do
what?
Y'all go ahead and
get Gerard out of it. If this is yours, this what is your I do? Game. This is your game.
What I do? What I do?
G-Man quiet.
You are not quiet.
There go your response. There go your response right there.
Man, I didn't fucking know they made balls of corn that big.
Oh, good. Oh, wow.
You got to, you know, when we're sitting here, damn. We're enjoying our, I mean, this is what we do.
Damn.
And some people ain't always going to appreciate or understand. This isn't our first game, our first show, and this little banter between Cali and G-Man, that's what they do. It may not be appropriate for everybody, but they seem to enjoy one another.
Hey, Ro.
Cali hasn't walked away, and she hasn't backed down.
Yeah.
Why is it that she came for Greg? Dale say something. Why was he stuttering? Like she came for him. Because he started stuttering at first. Normally we get that from Greg. Everybody quiet.
No, look, clarity on the statement, Gerard.
Huh?
We like to keep our house in order.
Yeah. Well, I don't think she took it. I mean, I don't think she, I think what it was, because she's never been in here before.
Exactly.
So she's never heard, yeah, she's never heard him. So.
Well, but you know, Cali girl know him, and Cali girl know her. So again,
yeah, I know Jackie.
Cali might need to explain to her, you know, how they do, how they function. Because like I said, this is what they do. They've done this for at least, if we go on episode 64, at least 50 of them.
Yeah.
That's how you guys flow. So if you know, yeah. if the young lady doesn't understand that, we respect her. And like I said, if it doesn't, you know, if it doesn't, she doesn't appreciate it, we get that too. But Callie need to let her know that's how you and G-Man flow.
Well, I mean, that's between me and, I mean, the way me and G-Man flow, but G-Man not talking to me. He talking to Jackie. So,
no, I think how you do up on YouTube vibe.
Well, I mean, I ain't getting it.
Sit Jackie down to understand how you and G-Man flow. Then she might appreciate the conversation you guys are having.
I mean, we having fun. We're not taking anything serious. Exactly. I don't think she's being serious. It's not that serious. It's not that serious. Mm-mm. That's my girl. She's, no. We here to enjoy ourselves. We good. Everything's straight.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. There is a message.
Oh my God, G-Man, it's not that serious, bro. I was just playing back, like, we made an off-the-wall statement. So, I brought the same energy. Chill out. It ain't for all that. I'm a grown-ass woman. You think I'll have conversations with dudes and we be talking about shit? Like, it ain't that serious, bro. Calm down.
Thank you. Yeah, it's not that serious, people.
G-Man got... Look. I want everybody to understand one thing, that, you know, Run and Tell It, it's just about having fun. And for every caller, for every person that gives us any bit of attention, we appreciate it. And you're right, this is all about fun. And when it stops being about fun, Dell is going to be out for real. But like I said, let's continue to enjoy one another. Let's continue to start keeping it laughing, keeping it moving, keeping it pushing. You know, we set a title, but we done went off, man. We done went out left field so many times tonight, and it ain't been funny. But I'm enjoying you guys to the fullest.
Yeah. We are all good, folks.
That's right.
We are all good.
I'm grateful for the new caller. I am grateful for Jackie. And I think, like I said, we need to hear more from her.
All right. So I was trying to say.
What you about to say? I'm sorry. I was clearing my throat.
Let me clear my throat.
Well, we got another message.
What the hell is the monkey hustle?
Oh, damn.
What happened?
You guys.
You said something about a monkey hustle.
As soon as my mouth ain't full of this meat, I'll leave a couple more messages.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Get it.
Oh, my God.
Her mouth full of meat. Leave her alone.
Then never mind. Painted, never mind. Happy Friday. Where's G then?
Chilling.
Oh, Lord.
Anybody got any Valentine's playing?
Oh, we're gonna bring that up in the next episode.
Sound like a plan.
Cause I think that, yeah, I think, yeah, that's the Valentine's Day, cause we're not gonna be on next week. So go ahead and
Oh, okay. Valentine's. Okay, we won't talk about it now, I guess.
Next show, for sure.
Alrighty then.
But,
Damn,
right.
You said Callie a double D. That's what she said. No, Callie.
I am.
No.
Oh my god.
Have people told you that's impressive?
Yeah, that is not no surprise. There are other women out there that are double D's. Come on now.
Callie, actually, I've never seen a picture per se of you.
Let me ask you a question.
So again, if you double D, I gotta take your word for it.
So I'm kind of
concerned.
So Callie, right quick. So you rather somebody lick on your nipples?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, fuck.
Are you...
G-Man has come back to life.
You know what? We're going to say that for the Valentine's episode.
G-Man
will not talk again.
No, you got to. We got to do the Valentine.
G-Man cannot resist.
I'm freaky. Hey, G-Man is freaky.
That is not freaky. That is regular schmegler. That is not freaky at all.
Callie, let me tell you, I will actually take your glasses off.
Oh my god.
I will ejaculate in your glasses.
Damn.
Oh, what the hell? You better not.
Why everything is so graphic? Everything is so graphic.
I got an eye
glove. Oh my god. Wait. First of all, you must not follow me. You must not follow me on Instagram.
I know. I'm old. I don't do Instagram. Forgive me.
Well, you'll see all my photos on Instagram if you go follow me there.
I might have to do that. Double D's are impressive.
Hey, look, let them know G-Man out.
G-Man say out, but like I said, we got a Valentine episode, and like I said, we may get into those double D's if you don't mind, and we'll go from there.
I do not mind. G-Man can't wait, though. I could wait.
No, like I said, we all need to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
This could be quite intensive for a Valentine episode.
Oh, for sure. See, he got quiet here.
So on that note, we're gonna go ahead and set this. We're gonna go ahead and set this one down. Take a break. We'll be back in like 7:35. We're gonna not do the final thoughts tonight because this show went way off the rails. And it was so funny to me.
Yeah.
We went left fast.
No. G-Man back.
G-Man, wait. Give him a minute.
I got a final thought.
He got a final thought.
Oh, you want to do a final thought? All right.
G-Man got a final thought. Yeah. I'll save mine for the Valentine episode.
No. G-Man got a final thought.
Okay. Yeah. Waiting.
Okay.
Directed towards Callie.
How are you doing,
Callie? Oh, God.
My final thought to Callie girl and nobody else.
Nobody else.
Callie, I like
the way
you look. I like how the way you look. You smell good. You look good. And you act good.
You think she tastes good?
I bet you any money, Callie. She probably tastes good.
Okay.
Oh, I know I do.
What G-Man got to say is make sure you clip your nails before having sex. Jesus. Peace.
Wait. Do you need me to put my hand up, my fist up your ass? Is that why?
Oh my God. That's a final thought for your ass right there.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that's a final thought for that ass right there, boy.
Callie, bro, you got one?
Very, very impressive.
Yeah, I got one.
You got one?
I wanna say sometimes you see a shimmer in that candlestick. But don't fret. The light will still blossom.
Who said what the fuck?
That's too deep.
All right. Well,
I kind of like that one.
All right. Well, we'll be back at 7:35. It was another episode from Run and Tell That Podcast.
All right, and we are out. G-Man, go shit. Be ready for the next one.